Nothing we discuss this factor, namely balancing the enlightenment factors, as one of the factors for starting the faculties. Namely, balancing the enlightenment factor, watching the mantra, the daya. That is, enlightenment factor. At times, one may not be practicing well, or one may think that one is not practicing well, and one may be in low spirit, feeling sluggish and lazy. At other times, one may be feeling that something is wrong or good practice. Or better than usual, thinking that one is progressing very wonderfully. So that the practice is going well because of the low and high spirits at different times. So at that point it becomes necessary to adjust it by balancing the enlightenment factor as required. For instance, when one is in low spirit, one cultivates or practices to cultivate piti, that's for extending happiness, or exert energy to energize oneself, or to practice the investigation of states, that is, observation of the nature of mind and body, carefully, as regards every mind and body that arises, so as to uplift one's spirit, using or cultivating the three enlightenment factors. At other times, one may become too elated or in high spirits, as though one becomes excited, worried. At that time, the noble mind may not be anchored on the object of attention. It may be removed from the object of attention. So that at that time, one has got to tone down and practice the respective enlightenment factors in order to adjust it. In this way, one has got to do it. However, there are many things to talk about regarding this subject, but time does not permit here to do so. We can only discuss roughly for you to know in a rough way. As for sati, mindfulness and enlightenment factor, sati sambodhana, out of the seven factors, it is always necessary. As we have discussed, sati is required everywhere. So by practicing mindfulness, in other words, the practice of the way of mindfulness, satipatthana, we can adjust, we can balance the practice, or it will be done amount to balancing the enlightenment factors. We can adjust our practice, whether we are in low spirits or high spirits. We can say that by practicing sati, mindfulness, we are also practicing the seven factors of enlightenment in a balanced manner. As is said, one should guard the mind with vigilant mindfulness of every arising. So long as we are noting the arising object, the seven factors of enlightenment are said to be practiced. It is the best method. That is, the practice of mindfulness is the best method. At that time, the seven bodhisattvas are so useful that it can become a means for the treatment of some of the diseases which cannot be cured in an ordinary way. So today, for general knowledge, we're going to discuss about this. In what way is the seven enlightenment factors are fulfilled with the practice of just mindfulness, sati, as is said, sataro the bhikkhu, sati patano, pavira bhavulikita, sataro, sata bhojenge, paripurenti. Meaning monks, if one is practicing the four ways of mindfulness, that is sati patana, practicing and repeatedly developing, then it will be tantamount to fulfilling the seven enlightenment factors. So in essence, it is a practice of four foundations of mindfulness, satipatthana, namely noting every object of the body as it arises, which is kaya nupasana satipatthana, mindfulness of the body, or contemplation of the body. Noting every feeling that arises in your body, whether it's good, bad, or neutral, which is the practice of the mindfulness of feeling, vedana nupasana satipatthana. And noting every thought and idea, every thought and idea which arises in your mind, that is noting the mindfulness of the mind, Chaitanya Vasana Sripatana, and noting every general activity, such as seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, which is the practice of Dhamma or general objects, Dhamma Vasana Sripatana. In short, noting four kinds of objects, thus there are four kinds of mindfulness, depending on the difference in objects. So what is essential is to note every arising in the body with activated mindfulness, which is the practice of the four foundations of mindfulness. So if you practice four foundations of mindfulness thoroughly, then you are said to be fulfilling the seven enlightenment factors. That means if you note carefully, you will be fulfilling, if you have not already fulfilled, the seven enlightenment factors. And if you have already fulfilled, you will be developing it further. However, how to fulfill it is the question. At that point, there is a practical aspect is involved, namely bhavita bhavulikata. As I said, you should guard your mind with vigilant mindfulness of every arising. If one has not activated mindfulness, one should activate it. And if one has already activated mindfulness, one should develop it further. Note every arising continuously, except the time when you are fast asleep, so that the noting mind is continuous, such as given by the expression bhavita bhavulikita, so that you will be energizing your power of mindfulness, developing your power of mindfulness. At that moment, you are said to be starting with the practice of sati sambhojana, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness, so that your preceding noting mind is continuous with the succeeding noting mind. As you energize your preceding noting mind, your succeeding noting mind will also develop as a result by gaining momentum in your mindfulness.
Ravi.
This expression, as we have already said, bhavita, so this gives you how to note. One has got to understand how to practice mindfulness, being with the main object. When you're sitting, you watch, pay attention to your abdomen and watch rising and falling as they begin to rise or fall. Every time the abdomen rises, you start noting until the end. Every time falling takes place, you start noting until it ends. In this way, you are continuously cultivating mindfulness. And you make it develop, which is given by Pavita. You enhance it. You make it grow. To what extent? To the extent of attaining your goal, which is to realize the path and its fruit. And you do it repeatedly, many times, without resting, which is given by the expression Bahudikata. When you are doing walking meditation, you begin to lift your foot, you start noting it, that is the beginning of the practice, and you make it grow, make the mindfulness grow, and let it develop repeatedly, and such is given by the expression Bahudikata. And this is the practice of the way of mindfulness, Satipatthana. When we say sati, mindfulness, it is even rendered as ordinary mindfulness. However, in Satipatthana, this wording called patthana has been mentioned, that gives you extra meaning to the Satipatthana, the sati. That means when we say patthana, it is not ordinary mindfulness, it is an extraordinary mindfulness. It is extraordinary, more than ordinary, special kind of mindfulness. Quality mindfulness, mindfulness of high quality. And then this expression, pa, in patthana, means you must, your noting mind must be closely fixed, anchored on the object. It must be close, that is given by this meaning of pa. That means when you are noting these four objects of meditation, namely object of the body, feeling, mind, and general objects as they arise, and also other objects of meditation, you are noting it repeatedly and in a close manner. And you must activate your mindfulness to be close to the object, not removed from the object. And this tana, patana, tana from patana, tana means established, pa means close. So closely established, that is the meaning of patana. So every arising object is noted so that the noting mind is anchored on the object of attention. And the noting mind should flow like a current so that this is the meaning of Satipatthana, not in a kind of sometimes the yogi may be noting, at other times yogi may be resting, not noting. That is not the kind of Satipatthana we are talking about. That kind of Satipatthana is not the extraordinary mindfulness, but the one we are talking about is different, namely the extraordinary mindfulness, as the meaning of the Satipatthana. This kind of sati has to be high quality, extraordinary, special. When we say special, it is not ordinary special, it is extra special or extra extraordinary, excessive extraordinary, which is given by this pa. So in order to be extraordinary, excessively extraordinary mindfulness, one cannot cultivate it with just ordinary casual energy. One has got to exert extraordinary excessive energy in order to reach the stage. So noting mind must be anchored closely on the object of attention, and in such a way as though it is entering into the object of attention. Just as a stone thrown into the water sinks into it, instead of floating over the surface of the water. Such is given by this expression, Aghante Deva Prabodhiti. That means the noting mind notes in such a way as to sink into the object of attention and proceeds continuously, or it proceeds continuously by sinking into the object. When one is noting the ever arising object in such a way as to enter into the object, there are many kinds of speeds by which one notes the object. For instance, fast speed, normal speed, or slow speed. What is necessary is the highest, fastest speed, which must be used in applying your mindfulness. As soon as the noting object arises, you should try to grasp it quickly, not hesitating, without any hesitation. You must try to arrest it to be able to catch the object, to be able to grasp the object. And how should we do it? We should be diligent and wakeful and active to note, so as to arrest, so as to grasp the object as soon as it arises. Such is given by the expression Pakantitva Pavodati. That means one must be able to arrest it as soon as it arises with highest speed. But when you're doing it, you should not be too hasty. You should use the speed, but not too haste, in order to overshoot the object. And also, when you're noting the object, your noting mind should be able to cover the object in its entirety. Or your noting mind, so that your noting mind spreads over the object in its entirety. Such is given by the expression, Pakritava Pavodati. That means the noting mind proceeds by spreading over the object of attention without leaving it open. Such is how the Satipatthana is practiced, as is given by this Pa. Then only your mindfulness will be excessively extraordinary, special mindfulness practice. If there's no force or speed, and if one uses speed or force, it is not enough, then your noting mind will not be able to be anchored on the object of attention. At this point, it'll be useful for you to know the quality of mindfulness sati in terms of natural characteristics, lakana, function, rasa, manifestation, paschipatthana. Now as to the first quality, namely the natural characteristic of mindfulness, sati. It is given by this expression, abhilapana lakana sati. That means the object, the noting mind enters into the object instead of floating on the object. So it should enter into the object as though when you throw a stone into the water, it will sink instead of floating on the surface of the water. So too with the noting mind. The noting mind, you must note so that the noting mind seems to sink into the object instead of floating on the surface of the object. Such is the natural characteristic, the first quality of sati, mindfulness. Then the manifestation of sati, the third quality of mindfulness, will come to be understood, namely coming into face to face with the object of attention, which will be manifested in the mind of the yogi. It's given by this expression, visya abhimukha bhava pachipachana. Visya means the object of meditation, namely the four kinds of object, object of the body, feeling, mind, and general object. Or in a sense, the target, object to be noted. Abhimukha, facing, encountering, or coming into face to face. When one meets another, or one sees another in the street or anywhere, one looks at the face, so one comes to face, the two persons come to face with each other. So too, with the noting mind, one should note in such a way as to become coming to face with the object to be noted, such is given by this expression, abhimukha. So one should note in order that this quality of coming to face to face is manifested in the mind of the meditator. When rising takes place, the noting mind should come to face with the object, in this case rising, and when falling takes place, the noting mind should come into face to face with the object, in this case falling. In this way, one should know in such a way as to come into face to face with every arising object. Ti protects the mind so that your stream of consciousness is protected from impurities. The low impurities will enter your stream of consciousness. In this way, yogi, so it is manifested in your mind, in yogi's mind, that impurities are not entering your stream of consciousness. Because one is noting every arising object, the impurities have no chance of entering stream of consciousness. Impurities which would arise if one is not mindful. Now you are mindful, and this sati has the property as manifestation to safeguard you. So at one stroke of mindfulness, there will be one stroke of protection. In this way, your mindfulness, your stream of consciousness is protected so that impurities have no chance of arising in your stream of consciousness. Thus, this mindfulness becomes the best means of protection, and as such, it will be manifested in the yogi's mind. This is given by this expression, Areka Pachipatana. When the protection is efficient, as the noting mind is anchoring on object of attention, as much as the noting mind is able to note the object, then unrequired the impurities will not enter your stream of consciousness. Or the unwanted material, undesired material, undesired things, or undermining elements will not have a chance to arise in the stream of consciousness, because the mindfulness is protecting you. You know, in other words, it's blocking the path to all these undermining elements, given by this expression, avarana. It's blocking, hindering, so as not to allow these to enter stream of consciousness. As the protection is efficient, the protection or hindering also is good. Hindrance means hindering the unwanted materials, undermining elements to enter your stream of consciousness. If the protection is good, then the mind will be secure, even by the yogi. If the mind is secure, it'll be free from bondage of undermining elements, for instance, these defilements. It is given by the vimukti. When one is not free, if one is not secure, then one may be affected by craving by negativity such as craving, aversion, and all other anamaya elements. Now, because it is secure, you are free from bondage, you are not affected by these anamaya elements. And thus, you are experiencing peace, shanti, which is coolness. Peace means you are cool, which is the cause of happiness. And this kind of happiness excels or surpasses it surpasses manifold the sense of pleasures, because this kind of happiness is a huge kind of happiness compared to the sense of pleasures. And with such kind of sati, which is endowed with all these qualities, beginning with the natural characteristic, sabhava lakshana. When one is able to note with this kind of quality mindfulness, then what is the nearest cause for the cultivation of mindfulness? It is none other than sanya, the perception or recording. And that kind of sanya, recording, perception has to be very strong, steadfast. Hence is given by this expression, dhira sanya patachana. The steadfast perception as the nearest cause for the arising of this quality mindfulness. That is when you are as the objects arise, such as rising or falling of the abdomen, or every arising object in the body, you record it, you perceive it, you record it in a steadfast manner. Whether good or bad, anything which arises in the body has to be recorded and noted. Noting and recording are more or less synonymous. So whether if it's good, just note it, record it. If it's bad, just record it, note it. And note or record every object, lifting, moving, breathing, walking, bending, stretching, and all the activities, even to the extent of closing and opening of your eyes without remainder. Cultivating this quality of mindfulness, the nearest cause, which is a steadfast recording, steadfast perception. So this, hence, this recording, steadfast recording, becomes the nearest cause for the cultivation of this high quality mindfulness. So that when you record it steadfastly, you won't miss the object. The noting mind will know the object as though it sinks in the object without forgetting it, without losing sight of it. And the noting mind will come face to face with the object of attention, so that the mind is protected from undermining elements. Then the mind will be secure and free from bondage, so that it will become peaceful, and which is the cause for the real kind of happiness. Thus it is said that with just one thing, that is mindfulness, you can overcome all defilements. As you practice mindfulness, activating mindfulness of every arising object, it will be followed by the succeeding noting mind. In this way, the preceding noting mind will become a cause for the steadfast mindfulness which follows continuously. And this way, you will be said to be cultivating the sati sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness. We stop here for today.